It's Tuesday, October 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The large trust divide among IT providers, a solid sense of the FTC's interest in ISPs, and how to follow the money within orgs as dictated by the board. This is the Business of Tech. As this episode releases, I'm in Miami for the Acronis CyberFit Summit. Acronis released a cybersecurity and the future role of MSP study conducted by Vance and Bourne with Channel Pro Network. Here are some highlights. Unsurprisingly, 97% are concerned about breaches. That said, 49% admit their customers don't trust the security of their own services, and 53% then don't trust their vendors. This could be why they're struggling to justify rising costs. The majority are struggling, and 17% are struggling a great deal. Only 3% are managing all SaaS applications, with an average of 14 SaaS tools per organization. Only about 58% of tools are being managed. Size matters here too. The smaller the provider, the greater proportion of data loss or downtime due to a breach. The smaller the firm, the greater the vulnerabilities too. Unsurprisingly, providers are trying to reduce the number of vendors they work with. 92% are trying to consolidate down. Those with less vendors are more comfortable with their risk profile. The research cites a number of roughly $230,000 savings in consolidation with a reduction of 5 hours in an incident. Integration brings further profit enhancements. Why do we care? Look, I'm big on zero trust. I asked the 47% who do trust their vendors, why? Trust but verify, not just blindly trust. I actually want to see that number move towards 100%. Think that through. You want zero trust, right? Acronis is positioning as a cybersecurity platform, so it's no surprise they're looking at consolidation. This is data that makes logical sense even when considered in that context. Smaller providers are going to continue to have growing challenges. When I put out my Don't Start an MSP piece this summer, it's not because I don't believe in the model, it's because of this. The barriers to entry continue to go up and the risks are higher. It's not to say it's impossible or it's not worth doing. Scaling or partnering up for those very small organizations is going to be key. The FTC released a report highlighting how ISPs fail to disclose to consumers how they use sensitive user data, make privacy practices obscure, and make opt-out difficult. Quote, "While several ISPs in our study tell consumers they will not sell their data, they fail to reveal to consumers the myriad of ways that their data can be used, transferred, or monetized outside of selling it, often burying such disclosures in the fine print of their privacy policies," the report concludes. Data is anonymized, so cannot be linked to a specific provider. Why do we care? The study is a clear signal that the telecommunication industry is under scrutiny by the agency, particularly around consumer privacy. If you love their ISP, this is easy pickings. The FTC is on the move, and they're coming for ISPs. Link this to the exposure of the criticality of broadband, and I see big changes coming in this space soon. This screams good news for companies who build businesses on top of broadband. You know, almost everyone. A review of directors and members of boards of directors by Gartner points to digital technology as a top strategic priority, around 60%. 64% of respondents said their boards have, quote, attempted to alter their enterprise economic structure to a more digital economic architecture. 40% of respondents said they have already moved some digital business-related budgets to business functions, according to Gartner, as opposed to a more centralized tech or IT budget. Now, why do we care? The money is moving outside of tech or IT formally, and the organization itself is reforming due to technology on how they organize economically. Follow the money. It's important to understand where the budget is in order to go after it. This is critical for any IT services company. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Acronis for having me back in the home studio tomorrow. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.